Mary Lorline is a horticulture and landscaping professor at WIU and author of Sustainable Landscaping, Principles and Practices by CRC Press. She says the original inspiration for the book came from just thinking about her personal life and her own impact on the planet and on climate change.
And there are tons and lots of suggestions out there for things you can do to reduce your carbon footprint and that kind of thing. But I thought, well, what about my profession, horticulture and landscaping? And I really had a hard time finding a list or a book or any information on it.
So there was sort of like a vacuum that you were hoping to fill, maybe.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
Now, you know, when you are landscaping, what are some of the things that you can do to sort of avoid hurt? Is it more of avoid hurting the environment or do things that would actively help?
It would actually be both of those. And I was thinking about it this morning. I came up with a list of like just five simple things that homeowners could do. Even though the book is written towards professionals and students that are probably going into landscaping. But one really basic thing that people could do that would help the environment a lot is to plant for pollinators. Pollinators are basically a building block of many ecosystems at any rate. So even if you could just add a few flowers, even some grasses, which also bloom, and if you have pollinators pollinating those plants, it helps them, but also it creates seeds, berries, and things for birds and other wildlife. So we have a tendency, in America especially, we love our big green lawns, and we have a tendency to just have a lawn and maybe a few shrubs or a tree or something. So I really encourage people to do that.
And sorry to kind of hijack you from your list of five.
That's okay.
I was going to say, now, you know, it seems like publishing in some ways is harder than ever and also easier. You know, you can go on the internet and everything. With all these avenues available, why a textbook? What drew you about writing a textbook as opposed to a blog or a general consumer book?
Well, actually, I do have a website on sustainable landscaping also.
I was going to say, I read that a little bit.
Thank you. And that was really the beginning of getting information out there because I wanted to teach a class. I started teaching a sustainable landscaping class in 2009, and I teach it every other year, so I'm teaching it this fall. But there was no book. There was lots of information out there on the EPA and other websites, other even states. Colorado has a really good website about sustainable landscaping. And so I was collecting all this information, but I wanted it to be available in one place for my students. And it just seems to be a natural fit to have a textbook.
Now, and you know, you hear a lot, at least I do, about where education is going, increased technology, and textbooks might be going, you know, out of style or, you know, disappearing. Now, it seems like even though you do embrace technology, you also see that is it right to say that you think textbooks still have an important role to play?
Oh, absolutely. And you'll notice on this book, this recent book, it's published by CRC Press. And if you go to their website, you can see that you can rent or purchase an ebook version of this book. We were working on getting that done with my previous textbook, but the publisher is kind of changing their paradigm, and so it hasn't quite gotten done yet. But the new book is available as an ebook, and you can rent it.
So, and you know, renting it, that's one of the knocks against traditional textbooks is they can be expensive both for the student or for the educational institution. You know, why is a physical book something that's still important? I'm guessing maybe especially if you have an outdoor profession, having something that you don't plug in might be a good idea.
Well, it's funny because I have a Kindle reader on my tablet, and one of my favorite books that I'm still working through, I also have a hard copy. So I guess there's times when, you know, you're laying in bed and your ebook reader can't decide which way it wants to have the text on the page or, you know, for other reasons, people just like to have that hard copy. When you have to turn off your electronics on the airplane, it's nice to actually be able to read a book while everybody else is waiting to turn their technology back on.
That was WIU Horticulture and Landscaping Professor Mary Lorline. Sustainable Landscaping, Principles and Practices is available as both a text and ebook from CRC Press. I'm Scott Stuntz, Tri-States Public Radio News.